DJing right in the studio.
He is.
Bill Lineker. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Bill.
Woo, boy, well, I just power walked my way over here.
Excellent.
For that, too. And I tell you, Israel, there are some big bumps out there this morning. I went out paddling. And there's some pretty good bumps on the outside. Yeah, we're riding some swells out there.
Winds kick things up, too. There's a lot of... It was chop yesterday.
Yeah, when we first went out at 6 o'clock this morning, there was hardly anybody out there, you know. We came in about 7:15. Wow, there were hundreds of people out there you know, swimming and doing their thing. Yeah, it's getting really busy, you guys. Wow.
Yeah, it is.
Be careful out in the water as well on the roads.
Absolutely.
Folks.
Bill, now you got your new video, and we're going to do something today a little bit different.
We're going to give a free one today. We're going to
love that.
Sponsored by the Queen K Testoro, you know, who is always into health and fitness, that's for sure.
Yep.
Big Al owns a Queen K. There's a lot of organic foods and vegetables.
Salad bar.
Yeah. Organic fuel for your car. I mean, it's really... that's why it's called an Auto Mart and Food Mart. You know, it's really healthy.
Yeah.
And he's sponsoring this also. He said, yeah, go ahead and do that. That's a great idea. I want to see people healthier. So we got a video for you. And, you know, we're talking about, we've been talking about walking, getting ready, and now we're into power walking. So there's so many events that are coming up even after the Ironman.
That's
some of
true.
You guys can get into power walking some of those things, you know. And, of course, also... The summer is winding down. Believe it or not, it's starting to get a little cooler. It's definitely nice in the morning.
Is.
Yeah. And
when the surf is coming up, you know, all that, it comes with the winter months here.
Yep. And I've noticed the water's a little cooler out there, too.
Mm-hmm. So. Do you know the group that I run with, there is a man that's part of that who is an actual race walker.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy moves.
Yeah.
This guy moves.
I mean, race walking is that's fast.
And I'll tell you, he is in shape. Man, that guy is in shape. And he's hard to keep up with.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's walking, you're
these
running.
Guys
he's
got
hard
some
to
great
keep
hip
up with.
Muscles. You know, those hips are going when they do that way.
So when people think about walking and they think, oh, well, there's running, but then there's all kinds of walking.
Yes.
And you're talking walking that's a little more vigorous than just taking your normal.
Yeah, but it's not as vigorous as the speed walking. And this speed, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's almost on the verge of running, but with both feet on the ground. So power walking is a little more than the walking issue. You walk with power in it, but it's not race walking. Speed is not the issue. It's all about power.
Power. Okay, yeah.
And last week we talked about the lower body portion of this program. So we're talking about, you know, about taking a bigger step, pushing off with the calf. Make sure you lift your knees up. If you hear a foot scrape the floor, you know you're not doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to lift your knees so you're walking over anything that might be in your way. So you're lifting your knees, taking a big step, pushing off with your calf. Feel your hamstrings activate, you know, and so there's the lower body. And then as you're doing this, pull your abs in and tighten up your core.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, now here's the whole secret on how to really raise your heart rate almost as high as you want. It lies in the upper body.
Okay.
So the upper body portion of this program, as you're doing this thing, you got your abs in tight, hold your shoulders back, contract those muscles right between your shoulder blades, and then straighten your arms as you do the arm swing. So your arms aren't loose at your side. You're tightened up the muscles. You sort of make a fist like that, instead of keeping your hands open and flopping, you're making a fist, and you make sure your arms are swinging in a straight line.
Important to go forward.
Yeah. Now, if you see that your arms are swinging inwards, then you know your shoulders are pronating forward. So you're not standing up straight. So if you're standing up straight and your shoulders are back like they should be, your arms should be swinging straight. Now, this whole thing to do with raising your heart rate lies in these upper body muscles as you contract them. So you're talking about contracting your arm muscles and feeling your shoulders and your back like that, too, as you do this. You really have to think about this. You just can't do this on its own. So you'll have to go in stages with it. So you go for a while of doing that. Now back off a little bit. Try to keep the lower body part going, but back off a little bit on the upper body until you really get used to this.
People got to realize that the upper body, how much you use that, you know, arms and stuff. Because I've told people before, when you do if you do a distance race, like a marathon or something, I say, you can't believe the next day how tired your arms are.
Yeah, your upper body.
Just moving. And they're driving, Danny, is what it is. They're like
moving
you said,
you forward. Yeah.
Propelling you forward.
And when you take a look at the professional runners, you watch the professionals in this Ironman competition, these people are out in front. When they get to the running part of it, they all have that basic same kind of style. You see their rib cage is up, their abs are in tight, their shoulders are back. They're doing this kind of motion. They're doing this upper body part of the program.
Now, Bill, what if you don't have an upper body?
Well, if you have an upper body, then cross your arms.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But don't
move your head forward and backwards like a chicken.
But you see some people out here walking, and you know, they're stooped over, they're looking at their feet, their arms are just flailing.
They're chicken move.
They're dying, Bill. That's what they're doing, yeah.
We're putting some energy into this thing. And, you know, we're coming up to the weather right now where definitely the morning times. The mornings are a comfortable time to go out and do this thing, too. So in the afternoon, it's still pretty warm out there. So beginning Monday, I'm starting to do an exercise class in the afternoon in an air-conditioned environment.
Well, yeah.
So beginning Monday the 12th, I'm going to be doing the strength training class. This is the Great Hawaiian Workout at the Livingstone's Church. They have two locations, one at the Pine Tree Shopping Center, the other one's on Alihi Drive. So Monday and Friday at 2:30 in the afternoon, I'll be at the Pine Trees location. All you guys are welcome. All adults are welcome to come. It's free. Come on and join me.
Free.
And then on Thursday, I'll be at the Alihi Drive location on 2:30.
Oh, okay. So that you're going to have three days this week.
Yeah.
Monday, Thursday, and Friday.
Exactly. Beginning next
week. Yeah. And that's free.
That's free. And it's ongoing.
You know what else is free? It's going to be the DVD that we're going to give away.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's also free.
Yep. Bill said that he's going to actually have them call him, Israel.
Yep. You're going to call me.
They're going to call
Bill.
Better.
Yep.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. That's even better.
So what's the number they're going to call you?
Okay.
Bill?
You're going to call me at 557-2084. That's 557-2084. So call me on that number, leave me your name and your phone number, and the third call I'll return.
557-2084. All right. Tell you what, we're going to say goodbye to Bill, and we're going to open up those phone lines right now. You want that free video, you call Bill, 557-2034.
8-4.
557-2084. Call Bill right
now.
Bill, thank you for coming by.
Hey,
aloha.
Thanks, guys. Aloha.